Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. CCTA, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. And you're wondering, what the heck is that? Well, CCTA is a grassroots group. It started out like a Tea Party movement. A lot of conservatives that are tired of the way our elected officials are not living up to their oaths, not protecting us, the citizens, or upholding the Constitution like they swear that they will. So we're an educational group. We like to educate on the Constitution and the founding principles.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call, the place where patriots come to talk.
We're going to move on to a different topic now, and this is one that I know a lot of people are concerned with and are expecting to have to deal with, because there's a lot of it in this new Congress being promised. But we're going to look at one state here, and this one is, we hold classes, we watch videos, we talk a lot about it. We're also a watchdog group. We go to legislative sessions, board meetings of the county commissioners, the school boards, things like that. Try to keep up with what's going on, try to hold them accountable. We also like to try to get the word out to the public, and that's the purpose of this radio show. So we want to thank you for tuning in. I hope that we can impart some valuable information your way. Would love to hear from you. Washington State, and they just passed I-1639, which is, despite growing national support for stricter gun laws, Washington was the only state with a gun control measure on the ballot this session. Its passage would make Washington's gun regulations some of the strictest in the nation. I-1639 raises the minimum age to buy a semi-automatic firearm from 18 to 21. It also requires buyers to pass a more thorough background check, go through a 10-day waiting period, and complete. Go to cctaxpayers.com, click on the feedback button. If there's some particular subject or topic you'd like to have us discuss, please let us know what that is. And if you've got any criticism, please, we look forward to having that also. Bob.
Rick, I'd also like to add that every time you hear that the government is spending money on something, we need to remind ourselves they're spending our money, not their money.
That's right, because the government doesn't produce a viable product. They don't sell anything. A training course. Suite of new regulations also contains a dangerous access prevention law that increases liability for gun owners who don't securely store their weapons. If a weapon ends up in the hands of someone banned from owning a gun, for example, the legal owner could be charged with a felony. So if your gun was stolen and used by a criminal, you could be held liable for that.
What about court, you know, judges that release criminals back into the streets, and they're never held liable?
They don't make money off of anything they do. They just tax us and tax us and tax us.
And they can't give you anything they haven't taken away from somebody else.
Right. And they are taxing us more and more so they can provide for those who don't even pay taxes. So anyway.
And they're talking about, I think as we heard in some of the areas in Congress, you know, where they want to make a single-payer health care system.
Single-payer health care.
That we will have the same line that we listen to the...
Yeah. Good point.
Well, these aren't Washington's first gun control laws. A Boston University report found 43 gun-related regulations on the books in the state. In 2014, voters approved a new requirement for background checks on private gun sales. And in 2016... they approved a measure that allows courts to temporarily block people from buying firearms if they're deemed to be a danger to themselves or others. The passage of I-1639 would put Washington's gun control in line with California, Hawaii, and Massachusetts.
Illegal immigrants have a 800,000 case backlog, so maybe health care would have an 800,000 case backlog.
And free health care.
You know, if you're a young millennial or somebody that's totally uninformed out there, that sounds really good. Hey, we all get our health care. And I think
it's free.
Kamala Harris, this senator, her line is, you know, you don't have to fill out papers. You go to the insurance company and then reject you. Blah, blah. Get rid of all that. It's just everybody gets help. States with the nation's strictest gun control policies. Well, the law passed. So,
and, well, I tell you what, they're miscategorizing it. It isn't really a law. It's because it infringes on the right to keep and bear arms, and that's just not allowed.
Can we read the Second Amendment again? Because I don't remember there being any preconditions or any conditions on the right to keep and bear arms. But I do see a direct express prohibition on government trying to pass laws to regulate that right.
Well, I wish it was that simple, but history has proven that it's not. Because when times get tight or hard or whatever, those that aren't producing, the ones that are not going to want to take care of them. It's going to be every man for himself. This single-payer system has been proven. It's socialism. It doesn't work throughout history.
Never will.
Go back as far as you want to. There's plenty of history on it. It does not work. Okay? So, that's...
It says, absolutely. Shall not be infringed.
Bingo.
So, I mean, people, wake up. I mean, really, wake up.
Well, evidently the law is aimed against rifles. And one article I pulled up mentioned that handguns, not rifles, are used in the majority of crimes committed with a firearm in Washington. Targeting rifle ownership will only restrict law-abiding adults from accessing them for self-defense, home protection, and hunting.
Some of the stuff we're going to talk about tonight. But as you folks know, this country is in a mess. Not totally, because the last 2 years it has improved. It's got the lowest unemployment rates. It's got more businesses coming back into the United States. Mm-hmm. We got tax cuts. We've got a lot of improvements being made. A lot of regulations have been cut out. I think it's 20 some for every one new one that comes along. There's 23.
Mm-hmm. So why not make the illegal thing, murdering somebody, using, stealing from somebody, doing awful things, no matter what you're using, whether it's a handgun, a knife, a rock, or whatever. Don't do that.
Does anybody really believe that the criminals are going to follow the gun laws?
No, see, but you've got it backwards, because when we find that criminal, we put them in some kind of prison, jail, or whatever, and give them free health care and free food.
That's the number I remember seeing. Or
gotten rid of. So there's a lot of things that have happened, but it's the moral condition of this country. When I say it's in a mess, it's the moral condition. And we're going to talk about some of those issues tonight, the abortion issue, and some of the others. Yes, Hal?
Well, I just wanted to remind everybody that that lower unemployment rate includes all factions, all minorities and people like that.
African-American, Hispanic.
One time they were kind of excluded from the employment.
Right.
There's astronomical, and now that's not true.
Oh, Lord.
And
a color television,
and they can
set,
date,
probably.
And all that stuff.
Well, what I read said semi-automatic weapons, so if that's the way it's worded, it actually does cover handguns.
And some it doesn't other really matter. The whole thing is wrong.
Right.
No matter what sort of arms it concerns.
Some other states have already done. New York, I believe, didn't they just do something to like magazines, 10 rounds? Well, most
the bump stop registration,
yeah,
too.
Most of your semi-automatic
anymore.
Right. The big problem is that the mainstream media does not report the successes. And if you don't keep up with it on your own, do your own research, or listen to our show, you're totally aware of what's going on out there.
And by the way, just to take everything to its extreme, with the cold snap coming through the country, there's a big billboard that says, "See, Trump even solved global warming."
Yeah, but I also saw a report just before I came in to do weapons now. Their magazines hold 10 rounds or more. So, you know, that eliminates a lot of weapons right there. As Hal mentioned, bump stocks, some of them are looking at confiscating those. There's a lot of legislation being proposed. You can expect to see a lot more gun control legislation being introduced in the next few months. And you need to go ahead and get prepared to talk to your representatives and give them your opinion on that, Diane.
Does the CCTA have a
show today? There's a report out on global warming is causing, what the heck was it?
Heart defects.
Heart defects, that was it, yeah.
Global. Yeah, because we're so much warmer than we used to be.
So there's.
Oh, how does that hurt your
and
heart?
They had a specific number. In a certain period of time, there was going to be 7,000 people with heart defects because of global warming.
How do they come up with this stuff?
I'd like to see the data that proves it. Yeah. But anyway, before we get started, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors.
The Second Amendment Committee.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Maybe you want to make an announcement that anybody wants interested in helping on that committee. May want to get in touch with the CCTA.
I think we do need to push that. One of the things that slowed us up somewhat on that, getting a real fast start here in 2019, is that our sheriff, Chip Hughes, is our chairman. And he's new to the job, and he's had had a lot of his time tied up. And so I'm trying to give it maybe a month or so break to get him settled down into his job, and then he can turn his attention more to active work for CCTA and the Second Amendment.
And one of our future public forums is going to be on the Second Amendment later on in the year.
One of the interesting parts of this law is it enacts storage requirements. So now the state is going to come into your house and tell you how you're going to store your gun.
And you can bet your bippy it will be in such a way that you can't get a hold of it before that break-in. Yes.
If you need
and,
it.
And if they confiscate it and have to store your gun, then you have to...
We'll come back. We're going to talk about the moral condition and some of the problems that we're faced right now and some of the solutions that the liberals have come up with.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water...
Pay for that storage.
You know, a quick access to your weapon is really important, and... I liked the little story about the fellow that was putting a lock on his bedroom door, and then some guy said, what do you think that's going to gain you? He said, about 3 seconds.
I think they're generally they're missing the point of the Second Amendment.
Yes.
They're totally missing the intent of the Second Amendment. And
I think in many cases it's with malice. They don't intend to understand.
Yeah. I'm really tired, though. Laws are... We pass laws to prevent and discourage bad behavior.
Right.
But we're at the point that there's so many bad people or the laws are not, they want to address the bad, but in effect, they're harming the good people.
Yes.
They're taking away and burdening rights of good people.
Yes.
They're really doing little for the bad, to stop the bad.
Oh, they're ignoring that. Yeah. Our border protected? What? Yeah. Oh, that would be absolutely immoral, right?
Right.
Huh. Rick, didn't you send us a link to a Twitter between
bumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites, like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the...
It was this afternoon that showed some good news on that front. One of the states has passed a law that basically said any infringement on the right to carry a weapon for self-defense was not allowed in their state.
Yes, I did, and I don't remember which state that was, but I'll look it up while we're
Diane, you had also mentioned about enacting laws or whatever else, and yet here we sit as we look at the press and we look at everything, that the laws that are there are being ignored for those in the deep state. Those laws are being ignored. They're being ultra enforced on anybody else that may, in fact, have voluntarily given information and made sure that they've corrected their information. But they're overly enforced on those people. Yeah. And as we look at the criminal system, and I'm not sure how to word it, but the folks that know how to scam the system are really good at scamming the system. And the innocents that really need to protect the tree.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 30...
themselves are given no protection.
Exactly. What gets me is that we're sitting here, you know, and we're supposed to be a free people, and yet we're waiting for the courts to decide exactly, like with this new Second Amendment case that's going to come up in October, I hear. But we're waiting to hear what they're going to decide as to the scope of the Second Amendment. We already know we can have, according to Heller and McDonald, we have the right to have a gun, a firearm, in our own home for self-defense. But wait, we don't know if we have the right to actually go outside our door, off our property with a gun? That's the new issue going to be litigated. But we have to wait. Are we a free people and we still have to wait for a court to tell us what our rights, the extent of our rights? We know what our rights are. We sit around and we wait to hear what the court has to say. And
I only applaud the court when they make a decision that any intelligent person reading the Constitution would decide. Sometimes they get it horribly wrong, and I'm thoroughly disgusted with them and feel no inclination to model my behavior based on it.
Another thing that amazes me is the public apathy on the thing. That attendance at gun shows seems to have dropped way off. The concern about these sort of things among the general population seems to be way down. And I think it's because with the new president and people have gotten comfortable thinking things are going to be taken care of.
All right. Well, let me go back to Diane was talking about the Second Amendment. Let me give you the actual verbiage of it. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, your highly educated, most esteemed professors and legal minds have managed to twist that and try to make it all about militias and everything else. You know, our founding fathers, when they came up with the
515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine.
Amendments and all had been through a lot of the things we're afraid of being faced with. And they were coming out from under an oppressive government, tyranny. Yes. And, you know, they were settling a new country and they needed to be able to defend themselves against the king's soldiers, against whatever.
Sure.
So it wasn't so that they could form a militia and go out and fight.
Rick, let me talk about that from just a pure English perspective, what words mean. The introductory clause, a well-regulated militia, offers up one reason. But the declaratory part is the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Right.
That is the guts of the thing.
Right.
The other is just offers one among a gazillion reasons It is not the full reason for that. The things you were talking about, setting it in history and knowing what they had just been through and what they were looking forward to, now that explains a whole lot.
Right. Well, the right to bear arms in English history is regarded in English law as a subordinate auxiliary right of the primary rights to personal security, personal liberty, and private property. You have the right to protect those things, Diane.
If you go to my blog...
Tini Alfredo, Stromboli, Calzone, and many more. And now Panagelli's has home delivery. Panagelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panagelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to Riverbend, and Panagelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panagelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the
military. ForLoveOfGodAndCountry.com. I believe it's May 2017. I wrote an article called Making Sense of the Meaning and Intent of the Second Amendment. I go through the entire history of the Second Amendment, and if you read it, you'll see it's very clear that the Second Amendment actually presents or represents two distinct rights: the right of the people to be called up in militia to protect their state, and the right of the people to have and keep and bear arms for self-defense. They are two distinct rights, but they're both kind of mean or touch on the same thing, which is self-defense.
You know, I'm reminded of another story that contained in a old country song, and the female singer tells to her would-be suitor, "What is it about no that you don't understand?"
Well, we get the word shall from the Ten Commandments, and right, we know what that means. Shall right. not kill, shall right. not, you know. So
it's not
means,
just
it's
maybe,
not a suggestion.
Or, yeah.
Right.
Well, folks, I hope you take heed of what's coming down the road. We have got some representatives are standing firm on protecting our Second Amendment right.
Yes, thank
you.
You
need
Kevin.
To support them. There's a small group of conservatives there that are watching out for us in that arena, but they need you to have their backs. You need to be vocal. You need to be part of it. Because, folks, once we teeter over the edge, it's going to be hard to come back, if ever come back.
Military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown Newbern to enjoy a family.
And I think we also have to, for ourselves, each of us, we have to decide and think about, what if they do decide that we can never take a gun outside of the home? So this law in New York is about you can't take the gun, your gun out in New York City. Cannot take a gun outside of your home. You can't put it in your car. You can't travel with it. The only exception is if you are traveling to and from one of the seven shooting ranges there. That's the only reason. And you can't, even for other reasons, you can't carry it in your car, even if it's without ammunition, if it's in a locked box, still against the law. But we have to decide, each of us as a person, individual, what if they do decide that we don't have the right to carry a gun for self-defense outside our home? What if they really do limit our right for self-defense? What are we going to do? Are we going to blindly obey? Or are we going to say, well, that's what the court said? We have to decide what we're all going to do
right.
as individuals.
Well, let me jump back to the tweet that Hal was referring to earlier today. The South Dakota House of Representatives.
Fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
You're listening to CCTA Wake Up Call right here on The Talk Station, FM 107.1 WTKF Atlanta. CCTA Wake Up Call is a production of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association.
Passed important self-defense legislation, SB 47 by a 47-23 vote. SB 47 would remove the requirement to obtain permission from the government in order to lawfully carry a firearm for self-defense. Second Amendment, constitutional. That's a good example.
And I read into it, since it's a Senate bill, that the House has just approved it, that it would now go to the governor for a signature.
Right. No, I haven't found it. I read it earlier, so I haven't
been
able to.
Well, it's cold in North Dakota. I don't want to move. I want North Carolina to get cracking.
Well, I think we need a Second Amendment protection bill. I think that's something our legislature should. And what that does is just say, you know, we're in North Carolina. We know what the Second Amendment means. And we're not going to change our understanding of that Second Amendment, right, even for the federal government.
Well, now, our legislators tried to get through a constitutional carry bill last session, and they're still working on that. And we just need to support them in that and encourage other legislators to get on board with
it. That was one senator, Senator Rabon, R-A-B-O-N. Yeah. One man.
And you can join us here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for the best in conservative talk radio in Eastern North Carolina. That's CCTA Wake Up Call.
Well, welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, during the break, well, let me introduce everybody. We've got Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
We've got Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
Hal and Rainer James.
Hello there.
Hey.
And I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. And during the break, we have fun during the breaks.
Tabled it, made sure that it didn't come up right. For a vote.
So and I'm afraid with the way the new General Assembly is constituted, it's apt to be even harder, but it's well worth working on.
Right. So I'd like to bring up a point that Michael Fischali mentions to me every once in a while. Sometimes we have to be satisfied with a nibble instead of getting everything we want.
Right.
It just doesn't
but at
have
least
a chance to get
let's
what
go
we
in
want.
The right direction.
Well,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. We have made some baby steps forward. There was another state. I can't find it right now, so I can't tell you what. During the break, Diane had a wonderful quote there. She said, too many people without a heart. Go ahead, Diane.
Well, we were talking about global warming with causing heart defects, but I thought I have a different explanation. I think too many people without hearts are reproducing.
There you go. All right. Well, let's talk about some of those issues. Let's talk about some very distressing ones that are out there. And that's New York's new abortion laws. Third trial it is, but they enacted some gun control legislation, and the local police and sheriff departments are refusing to enforce it.
Wow.
That's the legislation that wants the police to disarm themselves when they go into schools.
No.
This was, okay,
that's a different one.
That's a different one.
This one is to disarm you, to take your...
I love it. Nullification.
Right. Nullification.
Mm-hmm. Years ago, no one would ever think about it, you know?
And, you know, the sheriff is the highest power of law official there is.
Enforcement, that's right.
They're the only elected ones here. Yeah. So, all right, we got to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll come back and continue this discussion.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills.
To find the date of our next class, visit our website at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com.
Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites, like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective.
Master, right up until delivery, being able to do an abortion. Now, I don't see how you can call that anything other than murder.
I don't either.
It is murder, plain fact.
And you can hogwash it, spin it any way you want to. It's still murder. You are killing a human being. Virginia. Was trying to pass a similar law.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
It was defeated.
Vermont now. I see here that they've got a bill out that would allow unlimited...
The most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers. And we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. We've talked about a lot of national issues here. I want to get back locally here because our watchdog group does keep an eye on our local elected officials. Specifically, Hal has been attending the Craven County Commissioners meetings. And Hal, you're telling me they're passing stuff without any discussion or...
Exactly right. At one time, we had convinced that board to not use the consent agenda, so-called consent agenda, to pass...
Abortions. They're not to be outdone by New York's recently enacted law to permit abortions at virtually any point in pregnancy as a fundamental right. What about the right to life?
Yes.
Lawmakers in Vermont have introduced an abortion protection law that may in some ways be even more extreme. What's going on with this country? The moral values of just the respect and love of life, where'd it go?
Actually, I think there's a positive.
A lot of things. Now, what that means is if an item is on the consent agenda and it gets voted through, that's all it takes. That approves it. They don't have to bring it up in generals and talk about it or anything like that. They can talk about the consent agenda, but often they don't, and that's the end of it. So in this most recent one, they brought up a subject in the consent agenda that really did surprise me that it passed with that there wouldn't be discussion on it, that it would even be in the consent agenda. And what it was a resolution, and I'd like to read it to you. It says, "Therefore, be it resolved that the Craven County Board of Commissioners fully support an adequate and timely increase of local juvenile crime prevention funding to ensure program expansion and successful implementation of the Juvenile Justice Reenactment Act, raise the age legislation set for December the 1st, 2019. Now, that was passed in the consent agenda with absolutely no discussion. It was not brought up. And if you really read that, what they're doing is they're committing taxpayer funds to expanding to whatever that agency wants. Now, it was interesting to me to note that that particular agency always has a representative of the Craven County Board of Commissioners as also a member on their board. Now, this particular resolution was presented by Jennifer Dacey Esquire. Now, at the time, full disclosure, Scott Dacey had already left the board. But I still say...
...side to this. I think the reason the states are doing this is because the tide on pro-life has gradually moved toward pro-life. The last pro-life march in Washington was young people to a very large extent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, first of all, understand that Planned Parenthood funds political campaigns.
And tax dollars funds Planned Parenthood.
Yes, they are a million-dollar industry, and they fund candidates to...
That the business of commissioners and their wives being on these boards that go back to the Board of Commissioners and appeal for funds for the taxpayer money is a conflict of interest. And I had appealed to the Board of Ethics in Raleigh about that at one point, and I was told they used to handle those kind of things, and he agreed with me, the man I talked to. He was a director there, but he said that is all now done by the School of Government in Chapel Hill. Now, that seems like another...
conflict.
Protect their industry. So they probably have a lot to do with the stands that these candidates are taking or these politicians are taking. And these politicians, I think, are feeling threatened because the current in this country is moving toward pro-life.
Right. This last pro-life rally in D.C., as you mentioned, hundreds of thousands showed up for it. It was very successful. I'm a little bit more sinister on why they're doing it. I think it's because with the new Supreme Court and possible
interest, another conflict of interest, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, so I was really shocked at that, and I hate that's what they're doing.
Well, I agree, and so there was no public discussion at all, or any foreknowledge of it, or it's just.
And I tell you, at one time, CCTA pointed out that some things that were expanding government and that sort of thing were being slipped into the consent agenda. That it wasn't just housekeeping things. And the Board of Commissioners backed off of doing that. They eliminated a consent agenda altogether. This most recent past board reinstated the consent agenda. At first, it was innocuous things. And I told Hal the night that they reintroduced it, honey, watch that thing, because they're going to start slipping stuff in again, and bingo, here it is.
All right.
Well, it happened when Commissioner George Liner out of Havelock got elected to the board, and he had used the consent agenda down there in Havelock in their town commission or city commission to get things like this done without any discussion, and that's he wanted it back again. He got it.
Another justice being replaced
mm-hmm.
Very soon, because nobody knows where Ruth Bader Ginsburg is now. You haven't heard anything in the last week.
It's a ruthless court.
Yeah. You're full of it tonight, aren't you?
We're going to have to watch her.
Diane showed up and brought her wit with her tonight. So. Okay. Anyway, I feel like they know that Roe versus Wade has a good chance of being overturned in this Supreme Court. So they're trying to do it at the state levels.
Is power back again.
All right. It's supposedly to expedite things, to make things go faster and all. But I hope you folks can see the caveat there and realize that they're only going to do what we allow them to get away
mm-hmm.
with. And so if you're not going to your commissioner's meeting or your alderman or your town council meetings, if you're not going and keeping an eye on them or having vocal input there or writing to them or in any much as they can, I don't know, I may be
could
wrong.
Could be a combination
of
the two.
Actually, Rick, I agree with you there. I think the reason we're seeing these laws is because they're fearing a backlash or maybe an erosion of the expansive right that the Supreme Court recognized in Roe versus Wade. Actually, these laws, this New York law and the Virginia law and the other one you're talking about, actually, that's what Roe holds. It actually is a very expansive right, and because and we can talk about this a little bit later, but because they did not use...
...involved in the process, then I guess you get what you deserve because, you know, you're going to know at some point in time when it hits you.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to know about it before and have some input on it.
I'd like to add that we'd just really love to hear from some other counties, things that are going on similar to that. Now, I know in Beaufort County they've objected to some things being done without discussion. Other places, we'd like to hear from you.
Right. Like I said, CCTA Watchdog Committee, which Hal is chairman of that committee as well as chairman of CCTA, he would love to have additional areas, counties, and towns represented. So just go to cctaxpayers.com, or you can send them an email directly at hal@cctaxpayers.com. Well, that's about all the time we've got for today's show. I do want to remind you, CCTA does have public meetings once a month, the third Tuesday of every month, downtown at Stanley Hall Ballroom. We'd love for you to come and join us at those.
Life as the basic foundation for when the 14th Amendment recognizes, as the basis for their decision. They used personhood, which they assumed was that anybody walking around outside the womb, someone that's not in the womb is capable of life outside the womb. That's their definition of personhood under the 14th Amendment. They didn't use the standard of life, which is what they used back when the amendment was passed.
Right.
But that aside, Roe versus, and let me just read a little bit.
Process of planning one for February, and that'll soon be posted on our website. So, keep a check there at our homepage, cctaxpayers.com. And please take time to visit our sponsors and thank them for their support for our show, because without them, we couldn't bring you the things that we do. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you'll join us again next week here on CCTA Wake Up Call at 107.1 WTKF FM.
Roe versus Wade. And there was a companion case, Doe versus Bolton. And in those two cases, they said, up to the second trimester, woman still has rights to her reproduction. You know, and the state has some interest in that pregnancy, but not enough, I guess. Third trimester is when the state has compelling reasons to preserve that pregnancy, has an interest in the pregnancy. So a woman's right to terminate kind of is not as important. But they said, for health reasons, a woman can still have
people who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing
predominant rights in that trimester. So it says for health reasons, and here's what the Supreme Court said about health. Health includes many factors: physical, emotional, psychological, familial. What if a young girl, 16 years old, what if the parent says, you're not having that baby, you're going for an abortion? What about a woman's, her age? If she's too young, she feels she's too young to raise a child, she'll get an abortion. That's a factor, the Supreme Court said, will outweigh the state's interest in protecting that pregnancy.
Find costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial
financial situation. If a person feels they're not able to support a child, they can get an abortion up until the ninth month. And stress. too much stress, the pregnancy, if it's causing stress, that, again, will outweigh the state's interest in that ninth month to protect that pregnancy. So this was what Roe stood for. It stood for abortion on demand, a woman's unfettered right to have an abortion whenever, for whatever reason she wants. So these laws are afraid that, I guess the states are afraid.
And recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association.
Women's rights movements, women's pro-rights movements, they're afraid that somehow this new Supreme Court with more conservatives are going to roll back their right, their expansive right. So they're putting matters in their own hand, and the states are kind of codifying in their law what Roe really does stand for. Sad as it is, but that's...
Diane, isn't it true that if Roe versus Wade is overturned, it gets kicked back to the states anyway?
Right. Yeah. So and two justices said that in their dissent.
To bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are rightwinggranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J.
Rehnquist, they said that this was, first of all, they said it wasn't a constitutional, it was an aberrancy, you know, it was not even a constitutional right. Others said that this is the court making up new right as it feels from the bench. But they said this is a states' rights issue. And it's historically been, if they go back to the history, 14th Amendment, it incorporates fundamental liberty rights on states. Right. But it only does those rights that were considered essential liberty rights back at the time 14th Amendment was adopted. Abortion was outlawed.
Hey Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.